Welcome to the Blunt Veteran. It's March 10th, 2021. In the news today, Merrick Garland was finally confirmed in the Senate as Attorney General in a 70-30 vote. And also today, we learned that two whistleblowers have come forward to assert that the Justice Department under Trump officially improperly injected politics into the hiring process. They're accusing Jeffrey Bossert Clark of conducting, quote, a sham process and elevating someone who volunteered to defend Trump's abortion policy. Now, abortion debate aside, this is very troubling, but it's also something that was seemingly done in broad daylight with, well, we're on the subject of Attorney General's Bill Barr. Bill Barr, if you remember, wrote a 20-page unsolicited memo to the Justice Department describing an overly expansive view of presidential power and criticizing, of course, the Mueller investigation. So it's no surprise that whistleblowers are alleging improper hiring at the Justice Department during the Trump administration. We saw that as a problem from the top down, and Bill Barr shouldn't have a law license after the things he's done. I believe change.org has a petition going around that has a list of that if you want to check it out. But back to Merrick Garland. Hopefully, Merrick Garland will look back at the previous crimes committed by the administration and realize the OLC, the Office of Legal Counsel's opinion letters, are just accustomed to a sign on a fridge saying, don't eat my yogurt. This is not something that should stop the United States of America from indicting criminals, these OLC opinions. And if you remember, we look back at when the whole Clinton fiasco was happening, Ken Starr, a Republican, his independent counsel, wrote a 60-page opinion letter regarding the indictability of a president. And he said, and I quote, if the framers of our Constitution wanted to create a special immunity for the president, they could have written the relevant clause. They certainly knew how to write immunity clauses, for they wrote two immunity clauses that apply to Congress. But they wrote nothing to immunize the president. Instead, they wrote an impeachment clause, treating the president and all other civil officers the same way. Other civil officers, like judges, have been criminally prosecuted without being impeached. Sitting vice presidents have been indicted, even though they were not impeached. And as Nixon v. Circuit carefully notes, quote, because impeachment is available against all civil officers of the United States, not merely against the president, it is difficult to understand how immunities particular to the president can emanate, by implication, from the fact of impeachability. Moreover, it would be more anomalous and apparent to interpret the impeachment clause to immunize the president for alleged criminal acts, some of which occurred prior to the time he assumed the presidency and all far removed of any of the president's enumerated duties, witness tampering, destruction of documents, subordination of perjury, illegal payoffs. Now, some of that sounds familiar. And given what the framers and the courts have written on this subject, not much deference, like I said, should be given to these OLC opinions. The Starr memo should remind us that, quote, in this country, the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly affirmed that no one is, quote, above the law. The Constitution grants no one immunity from the criminal laws. And that's page 3 of the Starr memo. So again, the president should have no immunity from criminal laws. Donald should have been indicted and arrested and tried while in office for his crimes of obstruction of justice first. And if Biden commits a crime while in office, well, he should be indicted. The OLC opinions should be formally discussed, and not that they need to be overridden to indict a president, but as a sign of goodwill and as a sign of the rule of law coming back to the United States of America, I think the Biden administration should have the OLC write an opinion going over this and explaining that a president can be indicted, and that's how American jurisprudence sits, not based on the policy of a cover-my-ass memo created during the Nixon administration and during the Clinton scandal.